CMPD officer Brentley Vinson will not be charged in the shooting death of Keith Scott. Mecklenburg District Attorney Andrew Murray announced that decision at a press conference this morning.
After a thorough review and given the totality of the circumstances and credible evidence in this case, it is my opinion that Officer Vinson acted lawfully when he shot Mr. Scott. He acted lawfully.
But before he said that, Murray laid out details of the case for nearly 40 minutes, building to that conclusion. Shortly after, attorneys for the family of Keith Scott responded with their own press conference. Lawyer Justin Bamberg expressed understanding for the DA's conclusion.
But that does not mean that this officer's killing of Keith Scott was right. All that means is that under the view of the DA's office, it wasn't criminal. And those are two completely different things.
WFAE's David Borax and Lisa Worf were at both of those press conferences today. They've read the DA's report and they're joining me now. We learned a lot of things about this case today. Let's begin with what the district attorney said about the gun, David.
Well, Mark, the district attorney talked about a lot of things that we already know. For example, that officers approached Scott when they saw him with both marijuana and a gun. Murray also acknowledged that we can't see the gun in any of the videos, but he said all of the credible and available evidence suggests that he was, in fact, armed. And he listed examples of that corroborating evidence.
Every officer present reporting seeing Mr. Scott holding a gun. Officers can be heard on video repeatedly commanding Mr. Scott to drop the gun. The idea that Mr. Scott was unarmed does not explain why officers acted defensively, had their guns drawn, and ordered him to drop the gun.
And Mark, he also addressed what he called erroneous claims that someone besides Officer Brentley Vinson shot Keith Scott.
First, Officer Vinson took responsibility for the shooting from the outset. Every officer's gun was seized, and an ammunition count was conducted by investigators. Each one had a full complement of ammunition with the exception of Officer Vinson, who was four rounds short of a full complement.
Murray also said that tests show that the ammunition was fired from Officer Vinson's weapon.
And Murray also mentioned how Scott got that gun. It was stolen from a home in Gaston County and sold to him September 2nd. The seller of that gun came forward to police, and that person also sold Scott the ankle holster that was found on him. Murray says the two of them went to Gander Mountain to buy a magazine and ammunition for the weapon. He mentioned a receipt for that that had numbers matching Scott's debit card on that.
And Mark, you might remember that Rakia Scott, Scott's widow, said he hadn't had a gun this year. But Murray noted that text messages between her and her husband a month before the shooting showed that she knew he had a gun.
Right, and we want to get to more of what the family said in just a moment. David, we also recall that there were other witness accounts that disputed CMPD's official version of what happened on September 20th. What did DA Andrew Murray say about those?
Well, it really seemed like the district attorney wanted to help put some of the rumors to rest. It remains to be seen if that will happen, but he went through the case in great detail. For example, he said the investigation by the SBI debunked many rumors about the shooting, like whether Scott's arms were raised over his head when he was shot or that he was just reading a book. Three other witnesses claimed on social media or in newspaper interviews that Scott was unarmed, but Murray said the SBI later determined that they didn't actually see the shooting.
And I'll note here, it's interesting the detail that District Attorney Andrew Murray went into in these cases. As we mentioned before, I mean, it was nearly 40 minutes of laying this out before he stated that conclusion. And in previous cases like that, like this, we haven't seen all this evidence laid out. And they also provided links that anyone can go to on their website that's heavily footnoted. For example, they have a 75-page account of Officer Brentley Vinson's interview with CMPD after that incident, along with tape that explains that moment where he said, where he knew he said he had to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think Murray was very conscious of the protests that happened after this, and it seemed like he was really making an attempt to lay out the case in as much detail as possible to try and forestall any community reaction to it. And we don't know what's going to happen next, but, you know, there is a lot of information out there that the community really has been clamoring for.
Well, let's get back to the family. After the press conference today, shortly after, Keith Scott's family members, along with their attorneys, had their own press conference outside the attorney's office in South Park, and here is one of those attorneys.
This doesn't end our inquiry. There are differing legal standards that apply to a decision about whether an officer should be criminally charged for the discharge of their weapon and the use of deadly force, and whether the department, the officer, or the city should be held civilly liable for negligence in the way this entire situation was handled.
That is Charles Monette, an attorney for Keith Scott's family. And Lisa, what else did the family's lawyers say today?
Well, and I should note, no family members actually spoke. They stood behind the three lawyers. And those lawyers said, based on what the DA says, it's clear there was a gun at the scene. Here's attorney Justin Bamberg.
That's not the key question in terms of determining whether or not Keith Scott should have lost his life. It's whether or not that officer should have pulled the trigger and extinguished his life based on everything as a whole that occurred during those moments.
And he said there's no definitive proof that Keith had a firearm in his hand, that that's based on witness testimony. Now, Andrew Murray, the district attorney, pointed out the officers yelling, "Drop your gun." The lawyer said they would look at all this new information, and as we mentioned before, there's a lot of it, and consider whether to file civil charges. The district attorney had said he was ruling specifically on whether there was an imminent threat and that shooting itself, not necessarily the training, the police procedures, all of that sort of around the incident. The family's attorneys say they have questions about that. Police training, de-escalation practice, why officers didn't respond differently once they heard he had a TBI, whether that even registered, which is a traumatic brain injury. And in a state that has a lot of veterans, he said, why officers may not know about this and maybe approach someone differently if they have that knowledge going in. For example, maybe not five officers shouting at the same time when it can be difficult to process that information, but going calmly to the scene.
You know, there was so much information in this report, and as you mentioned, it is on the Sharmec DA's website, and people can go look at this themselves. But, you know, some of the things that we learned today that were new that we haven't had before included there was a video from a convenience store that Scott apparently visited before he was shot. And it shows an ankle holster on Scott's ankle. And that's important because it's another little piece of evidence that, you know, helps add up to the conclusion that he did have a gun. Murray showed that video, and he also showed the videos that we've seen before and said, look, here's the same ankle holster. And as you mentioned, there were also details from the interviews with the police officers. There's, you know, hundreds or dozens of pages of interviews and some video of those interviews as well, including Vincent. And we really get a little more insight into what they were thinking at the time of the shooting. And then there's some of the forensic evidence. We did get some information from the autopsy previously. One of the things we haven't seen yet is what Murray had in his hands when he was making a decision about this, and that is a detailed reconstruction of the shots fired. There's been some question on social media about whether more than one person fired or, you know, why there were shots that seemed to enter from the front and behind of Scott. And Murray said that they actually had a mannequin in which the state medical examiner's office, showed us where the shots entered and exited. And they were able to show through that all came from the same direction, according to the medical examiner.
And David, one point that we have heard quite a bit about in the past since the shooting happened, especially right after it happened, the fact that the police were stating that Keith Scott had been rolling a joint, essentially, in his vehicle prior to this encounter. You reported a few weeks ago that a toxicology report didn't show that any test had been done for marijuana by the medical examiner's office. That seemed key because that was, again, a big reason that police said they approached Scott in the first place, coupled with the fact that they said he had the gun. Well, what did we learn about the marijuana factor today?
Right. So back to the story I did a few weeks ago. Marijuana is not a normal test during an autopsy. It's only if the law enforcement agencies involved request it. In this case, CMPD didn't request it immediately, and the case was pretty quickly handed off to the SBI. When I talked to the SBI, they said that they were entering the case too late to make that request and that no such test was done. And again, this is just another one of those little pieces of evidence that adds up to corroborating the police version of the story. So it's kind of strange that they didn't ask for this test. Anyway, it turns out, we learned today from Andrew Murray, that since that story, and who knows if it was because of that story, they did do a marijuana test, and it did show that Scott's blood contained marijuana.
Just recapping what we have learned today, of course, the announcement from Mecklenburg County District Attorney Andrew Murray that no charges will be filed against CMPD Officer Brentley Vinson in the September shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. The DA said that 15 veteran prosecutors from his office unanimously agreed with the decision after reviewing the State Bureau of Investigation's findings in the case. District Attorney Murray met earlier today with Scott's family members and attorneys and then held the press conference that we've been discussing this afternoon. Again, David Borax, our reporter, along with Lisa Worf, were attending those news conferences today. Lisa, what else did you want to contribute?
One of the things, as you mentioned, the State Bureau of Investigation in this case is that what the family, the attorneys for the family noted was that, hey, you know, it's practice for CMPD to investigate their own in situations like this. Of course, the family had the option to request the State Bureau of Investigation, but one of the things they'd like to see changed is that it's just a default that in officer-involved shootings that the SBI takes over these cases right away.
You know, one of the things that occurs to me after listening to the new information today is what we did not learn. And there is no real large investigation here of CMPD's response and how it did or did not follow department policy. We asked Andrew Murray about that today, and he said that wasn't his purview. That's not his job in this case. His job was to look at the evidence available and decide whether charges were warranted. I think the police department and the community are still going to wrestle with this question about whether the way police responded to this was appropriate. And, you know, that's something that's ongoing. There is still the CMPD internal investigation. And there's also a outside consultant coming in to look at police department policies and its relationship with the community. It's not going to get specifically into the response in this case, but it will take a look at that bigger picture.
And what was interesting here, too, was for the first time we hear Vincent in his own words explain what happened in that scenario, that he felt that as Keith Scott was backing up, that he was looking around, looking at the officers. He felt that was threatening. And in that moment, that's why he shot. And that's the moment that this all comes down to.
Exactly. I have, in fact, have a transcription of a little bit of that interview. He said, I felt like if I didn't do anything right then at that point, it's like he was going to shoot me or he's going to shoot one of my buddies. He said, it was going to happen right now, so I reacted. I was the only one that had a decent backdrop. So again, that was Officer Vinson's perspective as he described it during his interview after the shooting.
And before we close up here, I want to go back to the Scott family. And of course, the family's lawyers did say today that they're disappointed that they didn't get the result from the district attorney that they were hoping for. Then they are considering a lawsuit against police. But they also went a little further, as they have throughout this case, and they called on people to be calm. They said that responding to violence with violence is never appropriate.
WFAE's David Borax and Lisa Worf reporting on today's news that Mecklenburg County District Attorney Andrew Murray has decided no charges will be filed against CMPD Officer Brentley Vinson in the September shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
We will, of course, continue to follow developments of the story and any further responses or reactions around the community to that news today.